Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, man. How are you doing? Could you come over to my house this weekend, please? Call me when you can. Hey, me again. Can we change it for tomorrow? I really, really need to talk to you ASAP. Thanks. Fuck, it needs to be today. Please, please, please. I know it's late, but I need to speak to you right now, please. I just need someone I can trust.
Oh, it's you. Thank God you came. Please, come in. We need to talk. Don't worry, it's not like that. I have a really big and weird problem, and you're the only person I trust to speak about this. Sit over there at the couch. Need some water? Coffee? True, it is kind of late for coffee, but that is part of the problem. Where do I start? So, remember last week when I was on a date with that guy? That one eccentric from out of the country that only does stuff at night? Well, we were having a good time and all. We went to the movies, had dinner, and well, he was a real charmer, like, really hot. No, wait, I did not call you here to gossip. Just listen to me. I went to his house, and when things were getting steamy, he told me that he had a weird bite kink. I was really horny, so I indulged him, but okay, this is gonna sound crazy. He had some fangs or something. I think he was a vampire. Don't laugh, I'm serious. Look at my neck, see? Two perfect holes right next to my jugular. After he bit me, I don't remember much. Everything went hazy. He told me he didn't have the heart to kill me and told me to stay out of the sun and find blood to sustain myself and enjoy my gift, he said. At first, I thought he was like crazy and ran home. I slept, but next morning, well, I couldn't go outside. It was like the most primal aversion. Like, I knew it was painful and deadly. I forced myself and my skin instantly blistered like if I had entered in boiling water, but it was all healed in minutes. And I started to have a thirst, insatiable thirst. No matter how much water, it never went away. It only lessened after I ate. What did I eat? Raw meat? It looks so good and juicy. I had to go to the butcher to try and buy blood, but doing it 3 days in a row at night, it's getting really weird. If I keep doing this, I think they might call the cops on me or something like that. Please, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what to do. Am I just going crazy? Is this some sort of sick joke? What the fuck did I ever do to deserve this? And why the fuck do you look so fucking tasty? Sorry. Please don't be scared. It's just that I don't have anyone to talk about this, and you're the only person I can trust. Do you think I'm crazy? I swear it's all true. You believe me? Thank you. You're the best. I knew you would understand, but there is another reason I called you. Drinking animal blood is disgusting. I feel like I need it, but it's horrible. But when I look at some people, I can smell them. I can practically see their blood running through their body, and it looks so good and smells so fucking good. I know that I can seduce them, bring them to a secluded place and just suck them dry, take all their blood from me. It's what I need, what I want, no, what I deserve. No, that is not me. I won't hurt anyone because of this. And then I couldn't stop thinking about you for 1 second. So I called you over to talk with me, but when I saw you, fuck, you smell heavenly, and your bright red blood in your veins making me crazy. You are the tastiest thing I have ever seen. No. Don't worry. I won't hurt you. I wanted to ask. Could you let me bite you? Just the tiniest, most gentle bite ever. Please? Please? I need it so bad. I swear it won't even hurt. No! I would never kill you. Why are you getting up? We're not done talking. You won't leave. Shut up. I won't release you. Why are you so reluctant to help me? You're my best friend. I promise I won't hurt you. I can't hurt you. You know it's true. Because I fucking love you. You're the only person I would ever trust. Because I love you. Since forever. And right now, I'm scared and confused. Just please tell me, do you love me too? Yes, that's all I've ever wanted to hear. Hug me. Your lips are so soft. Kiss me more, please. I love running my hands through your hair. I promise I'll be gentle, like a little needle prick. How can I prove I'm telling the truth to you? I know. How about this? I'll show you how much I care, that I really do love you, and that I have the self-control to not hurt you. This is hardly what I had in mind for our first kiss, but this thirst is unbearable. I need you to believe in me. How about this? I noticed something. Your cock is very hard right now, isn't it? Don't try to deny it. Please, just give me a little trust. I'll even let you get up. Would you take your pants off for me? It is very hard. Do you know how long I've waited for this? To be able to put my hands on your cock and stroke it? Just to hear your moans? All for me. Only went out with other guys because I wanted you to be jealous. To say something. Anything. Thought you didn't like me, so I tried to move on, but I couldn't. I can't. I love you and no one else. Oh, your cock is perfect. So beautiful. So full of bright red blood. And the taste. It's like trying to eat candy with a wrapper on. But I still love every second of it. It's so good to have it in my mouth. Already leaking a lot of pre-cum for me. And it is the best. See? I won't bite you hard. Won't hurt you. Even though I could howl, I show blood right now. Just bite on your cock and I could try, but I won't, because I love her. I love you. I'll just suck on it. Get your cum all out. Maybe. Just a little nibble. As a treat for me. Don't worry about me right now. There's going to be plenty of time for my pleasure. And besides, I bet you want to see me fingering myself with your cock in my mouth. A little teasing never hurt anyone. But it's not all about the shop. Would you like this? Some kisses on your bum. Oh, they're so full. All for me. I want your blood. But I think I want your cum even more. So I'll keep sucking and stroking. And slurping until you can't take it anymore. It's so wet right now. And when you show me how much you like this, how much you like me, just let it all out with your clothes. Come for me. Fuck. That was a huge load. It was so fucking good. See, I just showed how much I love you. But now, I want the same from you. You know you can trust me. I'm so thirsty. Are you going to help me now? Please, pretty please. You're the best, just the best. Don't worry, it won't hurt at all. This gorgeous neck of yours, I want to kiss all of it. Give you a love nibble, have some of your perfect blood. I have an idea. Something that I think you're going to like. I'm so horny right now. I want you in me. And while we're together like that, I can have my treat. It's gonna be perfect, I promise you. All right, take your clothes off and let me just get all naked for you. Your mouth is hanging open. You like my kiss? My breast, my thighs, my plump ass. Of course you do. You've always shut me out all the time. Now that you see me, what do you think? Paler than you expected. Can't really catch some sun. But you still love it, right? Come here. Kiss every centimeter of my beautiful pale skin. You can touch my breast now if you want. Oh, yes. Are they soft? Why don't you take a closer look? Oh, yes. Oh, and don't forget to breathe. Oh. Oh, yes. With the tip of my nipples. I love smothering you in my big breasts. Suck on them. Yes, just like that. Your cock is hard like a rock down here. You know, I had these daydreams of how I would finally snag you. Maybe a vacation with you, a nice dinner. Maybe you would be jealous and confess to me. But this never, ever crossed my mind. It is perfect. I'm so horny and wet. I can't stand up properly. Please, your cock is already hard. That's enough teasing for both of us. I'll lie down and you can put it in me. Call me Vanilla, but I want a missionary style, okay? Slowly, please. Oh, fuck. That's good. You can put it all in. You can fill me up just right. Okay. Start moving. Fuck me, love. I've waited so long to say that. Oh, that sucking and teasing has left me so sensitive. Keep going. It's the best. I want you to look at me. Look at my eyes. Those beautiful eyes of yours. Please, kiss me more. Now you fuck me. I can't have enough of it. You smell and taste. My heart gone crazy. Bumping all the blood around. Your cock at me. It feels like it was made for me. Oh, your perfect cock. My perfect cock. And my perfect, most beautiful and caring boyfriend. I can call you that, right? Do you want it? Do you want to be my boyfriend? Oh, it makes me so happy to hear that. Say it again. The best words I could hear from you. Oh, hug me tighter, love. And I kiss this gorgeous neck of yours. You're breathing hard. I think you can come in me. Don't worry about it. Just feel me, love. Oh, I'm very close to it. Only you could bring me this much pleasure. Just tell me before. I want us to come together. And I'll time it just right. Okay. Oh, you're going to listen to me, love. Hear my countdown. Let it all out when it finishes, okay? Can you do that for me? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This was insane. I came to a fucking line. The best orgasm of my life. Your blood. It tastes so sweet and warm and so, so tasty. It was like drinking liquid happiness. But see, I restrained myself. I can't hurt you. You're my love. Fuck your delicious blood with your cum in me. It was the best sensation of my life. Or, on life. You know what I mean. You're still bleeding a little bit. Let me... There. All done. I think. Fuck, it is so good. Now, wanna stay the night here? Maybe tomorrow you can bring the rest of your stuff here. You could live with me. The idea of living with you like a perfect little couple just warms my heart. Wait, now that I bit you, are you going to become a vampire too?